time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Quakey Taboni with the Boys and Girls Club. School year is over. It's time to start talking about their fun summer programs, and they always have a blast down there at the Boys and Girls Club. The great thing about it is there's always some learning that they sneak in as well, but it's mostly geared towards fun because it's summer, and the kids, they just need that brain break. Quakey, thank you so much for joining us today in studio.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about your summer program. Now, you still have some space available, and if somebody wants to register for that, what do they need to do?
Yeah, we have a couple spots left. Come on down to Club. We're located at 60 East, 100 North. Grab an application and fill it out and pay the $20 registration fee and you're good to go.
And then just get ready to have fun. So let's talk about what you guys have planned this summer for the Boys and Girls Club summer programs.
We are really geared up to have the best summer ever with these kids. We have a whole schedule. You know, we're open 9 to 6, so we've got trips to the Peace Gardens for outside time every single day. We do Summer Brain Game, which is our academic fun academic twist. We try to stay away from the tutoring and the homework and really make it fun. We have things like forensics, animation, entrepreneurship, storytelling, lots of activities like that and more that we do to kind of give them a learning experience and opportunity to learn new things and have fun at the same time.
So it gives them the chance to learn something, but they're having fun so they don't even realize it, right?
Yeah, a little bit sneaky, but gotta be.
That's the way to do it. If you can get them to learn something and they don't even realize what you're doing, you're ahead of the game. So you've got that, and those will go on all summer long, right?
Yep, and then we also do 4 to 5 activities that are planned by our staff that could be anything from baking cookies, doing flag football, music lessons. They do service projects, and that's all squeezed into a day and then turns into an 8-week program.
And you usually always try and have some type of field trips and things like that. Do you have things like that that are going on this summer?
Yeah, we actually got the opportunity to do a soccer clinic with the Salt Lake Community College women's soccer team. So we have a limited number of spots, but it's first come, first serve for signups. And we're really excited we get to take the kids up there and do a soccer clinic that is an opportunity we probably don't usually get down here.
And so that'll be fun for them. And always one of the great things too, and you mentioned the Peace Gardens, it's really a lot of the summer program is getting these kids outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't spend the time inside. You can do that anytime, but getting them outside, getting some fresh air and enjoying the time that they have. And one thing that the Boys and Girls Club always does every year is you are now part of, I think, International Days. You guys do so many different things to just kind of help out. So where are we going to see you guys this year at International Days?
This year, we are going to be at the pool day, the free swim day. We get to take all the kids with us, so that's tons of fun. We are going to do concessions for the movie in the park, and then we also get to be in the parade, and the kids get to come be in that as well, and it's lots of fun.
And it's great, and really, because that is one of the main keys to the Boys and Girls Club, too, is yes, it's great to get them and make sure that they're excelling in school, doing what they have to do, and doing the fun things as well, and community service. Service is a big cornerstone of the Boys and Girls Club, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
So you try and get out and do as much as you can in the community and just get out and have a good time, a fun time. And once again, if anybody wants to be a part of this, what do they need to do?
They just have to come down and fill out an application, basically sign the paperwork, pay the $20 fee, and they're good to go.
So get on down to the Boys and Girls Club, sign up. There's a couple of spaces left, so you got to hurry. And then some of the other things that they've got planned, you know, there's going to be a cap on people that can go to them, like the soccer clinic up at Salt Lake Community College. So make sure you get in for that one and just go out and have a good time. The learning continues at Boys and Girls Club during the summer. It's just not as intense as during the school year, you know? And the great thing about the summertime is you don't have to make sure their homework is done first, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, and then it won't be long. We'll be back talking about signups for the school year again. I know it seems like just yesterday we were talking about that, but signups, the school year will start in August. So I would assume signups will start sometime the beginning of August, something like that. And you guys will start signing people up again.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing that maybe not a lot of people know is you guys now own your building.
We do.
So you were telling me you've got some big plans in charge of thinking of, you know, changing up the building and doing some different stuff. So new things coming to the Boys and Girls Club?
Yep, we're really excited. We're going to jazz it up a little bit in there. We're focusing on our teen center and really making it an environment that teens are going to want to come and hang out and spend their time.
All right, so keep an eye on the Boys and Girls Club. If you're interested, go down and check it out. It's a great facility, always a lot of fun things going on there. And get ready for a fun summer program from the Boys and Girls Club. Koike, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.